Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on the WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center, fabulous producer, and Mr. Matt Catrillo is clackety-clacking over in the newsroom. Our winter net list has stood pat for the past couple hours. It does have some school delays there, but it hasn't changed recently. In the studio with us now, Lieutenant Colonel Joe Walsh is back. He's the instructor with the Shikellamy JROTC program at Shikellamy School District, cranking out some young men and women who turn out to be natural-born leaders, and he finds that in them and nurtures it and raises it up and finds their talents and sends them off in the world, and they're better off for it, right?
That's the goal. That is the goal.
Well, I think that probably is what's happening. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. You brought some of your good cadets with you. Jose Lopez is here from 11th grade. He's been here before. He's 17 now from Northumberland. He's a cadet captain. He's the founder of the Books of Hope initiative that's underway. Welcome aboard, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Hey. It's very, very good to be here. One good thing about Books of Hope, we started last year and it was just a very simple idea. We collected 1,500 books just in the high school last year, and this year we completely blew that out of the ballpark. We collected over 13,500 books, and every single one of those books is going to go to a child in hospital somewhere in the United States. And we have shipped a couple boxes out so far. It's been really, really great, and we're also working with BB&T Bank. They're going to be helping us with some shipping costs. And if anybody out there is able to donate some boxes, we are in need of those. So if you're able to donate some boxes, just go ahead and drop those off at the Shikellamy High School.
All right. So that's good information. We're going to need to know that. Dropping books off at Shikellamy High School is the bottom line for the Books of Hope. Autumn Bond is here. She's a cadet major. She's in 11th grade, 17 now, from Northumberland. Welcome back, Autumn. Thanks for coming in.
Hi.
Appreciate that.
I just wanted to say... We got Mill Ball coming up February 16th. That's a Saturday where we're going to have...
Mill Ball? What's that?
Military Ball.
There we go. Thank you.
We've got the guest speaker is going to be Mayor Kurt Karlovich in Sunbury. It's basically Military Ball is just a mini prom for all the JROTC cadets to come together and just have a nice meal and then dance the night off.
Mayor Karlovich is U.S. military, too, isn't he?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, he's a reservist or something. So, yeah, he's been in uniform many times. Okay. Well, thank you for that information. And Kanan Booker is here from Northumberland, a 12th grader now. He's a senior, going to graduate soon. You going into the military?
No, I'm actually not, but thank you for having me. I'm actually the supply officer. I'm in charge of most of the uniforms and the fatigues, ACUs, and stuff like that. And we're actually doing a gun raffle for the new OCPs, which is our military uniform for our Raiders and Marksmanship. So if you'd like to buy a ticket or make any donations to the new supplies coming in, you could either contact the high school, contact Colonel's email at walshj@shikbraves.org, and then they'll send you on to our extension.
All right. Walsh, walshj@shikbraves.org, the email, and they'll get you hooked up with anything you need to know about JROTC. What's your explanation? What's the 30-second speech about what the JROTC program is?
Well, my goal is to motivate these young kids to become better than what they think they can be. And I got three of the greatest kids that I've had the ability to teach here with me today. And it's really to prepare them for life after high school. It's easy to graduate, but then what's your plan afterwards? So if I can help shape them in any way, that's what I try to do.
Kanan, what did you learn from JROTC?
I learned a lot of leadership qualities to be able to build myself as a person. I'm more confident going into the workforce, becoming an adult. The whole program has really just improved my self-esteem.
Now, what does that mean? Tell me what that means exactly. You're more assertive. You speak up. I mean, you speak clearly. A lot of young people mumble, but I hear every word you say.
I used to be a lot more... I don't know. I wasn't very talkative. I only spoke when I had something to say, really. I used to think a lot before I spoke, and now I'm just more outgoing and...
All right, outgoing. Well, in Autumn, you've been outgoing. I've known you for a better part of a decade, so you've been outgoing. As long as I've known you, you're willing to talk to strangers. How did the ROTC nurture you a little bit and raise you up even higher?
So I'm the XO of the battalion. So what I do is I go ahead and I'm in charge of all the staff positions. So for example, I'm in charge of Canaan. So I make sure everyone there gets the job done, make sure everything runs smoothly through that section. But also I'm the drill team commander and the raider team commander. So that gave me a lot of choices to go out and, you know, be able to command some people around and really be able to use the outgoing skills that I had beforehand.
So you are not just volunteer, not just part of a group, you are a leader.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody said to you, not only do I want you to be a soldier, I want you to be a leader, what was your reaction?
Excited, I guess. You know, not a lot of people get the opportunity to come in and join a program like this. Like, a lot of high schools don't have that, and I think it's really important to be able to take advantage of the opportunity that you have.
Well, you got another important year of high school going, and then what's in your future?
I hope to go off to college, maybe be a teacher afterwards. I want to do maybe some ROTC, but I'll definitely go in the military at some point.
All right, fantastic. Good for you. All right, well, we appreciate that information. Kanan, what JROTC do in you? Jose, I'm sorry, I'm getting my young men mixed
it's
up.
It's okay.
You cadets in uniform all look the same to me.
it's been a great, great 3 years so far. I've got to do a whole bunch of things that if I wasn't in JROTC, I'm sure I would never know about, especially like youth and philanthropy. And they really helped me, you know, Colonel, he helped me start Books of Hope. And it's been a great experience to have everybody come together. It's really a big family. It's more than just a group of cadets. It's really a family, yeah.
And why Shikellamy? You could have gone anywhere in the whole state and get this going and it'd thrive, but you said, Shikellamy, we're going to raise these kids up and we're going to do this here.
Yeah, well, I served 22 years in the military. My initial goal was to go back and teach ROTC, which is a college program, but they didn't have a slot when I retired back in the home that I gave me my education, which was Pennsylvania. And somebody said, what about JROTC? And I didn't even know what JROTC was. And so my background's in education as an elementary school teacher. They said, JROTC is at the high school level, and your job is to motivate. And I truly love working with kids. So to be able to go into a high school environment, try to motivate these kids, get them to see something in themselves, and to prepare themselves afterwards, it was great.
Cadets, describe Joe.
Oh, there's so many words.
Loud.
Funny.
Nice. Very outgoing.
Yeah. He's a great person.
What is it, 30 degrees? He's in shorts?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Cray Cray comes to mind, but I don't know.
Yeah, of course the people can't see that.
Well, they're seeing it now, so
yeah.
Yep, they got a good visual on that. All right, Junior ROTC at Shikellamy. Books of Hope is one of the things that's primarily geared towards the fall, where you really give it the biggest push.
Yep, and in the springtime is when we start shipping them out.
All right, so you want people to donate books to that if they would be interested. Books of Hope at Shikellamy. The gun raffle is underway, and this is a part of a fundraiser, $10 a ticket. Contact the high school if you're interested in buying one of those. And Young Sporting Goods is the go-through there, and they're a big help. And call 570-286-3702. That's at the high school, extension 2338. So we'll put that on our Facebook page so everybody can get those numbers. And walshj@chickbraves.org if you want to get one of those tickets. A youth and philanthropy grant, just in a nutshell, what's cooking there?
Yeah, well, we were lucky. We were offered a $15,000 grant to use over the 3 years. We're in the second year of our grant. So it's an opportunity for me to mentor the student body, the JROTC kids, on how to give freely of funds if they came into it. Sort of like a millionaire or a billionaire, and they have money like at Bill Gates and that. So it's an opportunity for them to go ahead and determine the needs of our community. So it's youth-based, so the money has to go towards a youth program. So last year, I'll just turn this over to Autumn Bond if you want to tell them what we did with the money.
We distributed the $5,000 through a few programs within the community, one being the Sunbury YMCA. We also gave some money to the Girls on the Run program, a book club, and also a program called DJ Choices.
All right, so those are where some of the money went. All right, that's the Youth and Philanthropy Grant. Where did the grant come from?
The Central Susquehanna Community Foundation sets up.
Fantastic. Okay, so that's, yeah, we've heard about their program where they give people money to give away. What's it feel like to have some money to share and decide where it might do the most good?
It's really interesting to be able to tell, like, how the school felt. We needed improvement within the community, and then we went ahead and we put out applications so that businesses and those programs could apply and tell us what their needs were, and then we were able to decide what we felt was most important to us.
And what kind of feeling did that give you?
It was awesome to be able to give out the checks at the end.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that must be something. You have a military ball coming up, not open to the public, but all of the cadets and other folks associated with the junior ROTC will be there in uniform or dressed up, so that's a dress-up function next month. And you got an awards ceremony in May where you recognize those who have really excelled in every way. So, fantastic. All right, we'll give you a closing comment. We'll go around the table and get a quick closing remark. Anything to add, please?
The only thing, I appreciate the opportunity to come on the air. But I'd like to thank, we can't do this alone without the support of our community members. And there's anywhere from the law firms inside of Sunbury, Northumberland, to include always backs us is Sunbury Motors, Zimmerman Motors. We work directly with SRI. Yesterday we just did a service learning project helping them clean out the armory, the old armory that was sold. So that's something that we do. So we love to partner with community leaders with inside of Sunbury and Northumberland. I'll just give a shout out. If anybody needs any help or anything, just give us a call through the high school or that email they gave you for the raffle. And if we can support you, the kids would love to support you. I've got 114 strong kids that would love to help their family.
All right. Yeah. SRI had stuff stored at the armory. Now that probably had to be cleared out.
Correct.
So that was, they knew that was temporary. Okay. Fantastic. An additional remark, please. Jose Lopez, 11th grader, 17, Northumberland, captain cadet.
Yes, but pretty much the same thing. The town is amazing, especially the people in it. Like, the amount of help that we get from the people is outstanding. I really love the people in the town. It's great.
Everywhere you go, they say yes around here, which is a wonderful experience. Autumn, an additional remark, please.
On May 18th, we're going to be holding a 5K, partnering up with Applebee's to provide some funding for Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors. So if there's any like businesses out there or anything that would like to help or sponsor, donate anything, that'd be awesome.
WalshJ@chickbraves.org. What we'll do, we'll bring it back about 2 weeks before then. Somebody can call in or visit, and we'll reiterate about the big 5K and get some more interest going on that. Please, Kanan, another word.
I really don't want to sound like a broken record, but coming together in the community is great. I'm also the color guard commander, so we post the colors at different functions and stuff around town. And it's really cool to see everyone gather around to be able to participate in one thing or another.
Fantastic. Kanan Booker, Northumberland, 12th grader, 18, cadet captain, a supply officer. Autumn Bond here, Northumberland, a cadet major, 11th grader, 17. And, of course, Lieutenant Colonel Joe Walsh. Thank you so much for coming in, sir. Very much appreciated.
Thank you, Mark.
You're listening to WDKOK Sunrise. Mm-hmm.